Can you be a Christian outside of the church? I've heard this question thrown around, and I think it was worth pondering on. And I think that many people have been disillusioned by some of the actions of organised religion, all religions. Many people have been hurt by the church, and others may use it as an excuse, maybe to not bother getting involved. I've heard people say that they can explore spirituality outside the church, or regard themselves as unchristian enough, thanks very much. That's if they search at all. The organisation of the church has been responsible for some terrible acts historically, and allowed terrible things to happen, supposedly in God's name. And as a church, we can wear the judgment of that from the general public, and that can hurt us. Perhaps those bad things overshadow the fact that the church has also been a driving force in many positive areas. Just a few examples of general education, not just for the wealthy, but for everyone. Hospitals and nursing homes for the sick and elderly have been driven largely by church groups. Childcare, support for mothers in the vulnerable years, and even during the early days of the trade unions, churches were involved in getting a fair go for the average everyday guy. The list would go on and on. So organised religion perhaps is responsible for some of the best and some of the worst behaviours that we do see exhibited in the world. But when we look closely, it's usually the people running the show, making the wrong or poor choices for the wrong reasons, and never the God that they claim to worship. But it's their actions, and not the pure form of religion, that are the reason that it gets a bad name. Perhaps we can overlay that with an apathy towards the church, which is prevalent in Australia at the moment. We've been riding a wave of wealth based on a lot of natural resources. We're in a very rich society, and with that brings a sense of complacency. I don't need God. I don't need a church. I've got a smart TV that picks up American preachers, even if I want to. I can sit untouched here in my home, safe and secure. But here we sit. We are the family of the faithful. We are the ones that still embrace the message that Christ gave us. We are the ones who still hold on to hope that this world can be saved, that our connections in the community can see something in us that they don't have, and we hope that they reach out. So what is that we have that can cause such a reaction? How can we show it? When organised religion is on the nose with many people and others just can't be bothered, what is it that draws people to a church like ours? A sense of family, a sense of belonging, a love that's felt between the members. It's all this and it's more. The fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. The overwhelming thrust of the passage today is fruitfulness. The words bear fruit appear six times in these eight verses. And fruit bearing is not something that the branches can do by a force of their own will. The fruit happens organically, because the vine is true and the gardener is good. But the branches of this passage, that's us, choose to abide. What about a few other metaphors? I thought I'd throw these in. Computers, mobile phones, smart TVs, lights, electric guitars. What happens when we remove their source of power? What's a car worth when it runs out of fuel? The message today explains that we need to remain constantly connected to Christ. As a branch needs to be connected to the main part of the plant in order to live, we need to be attached to the Lord. Just working the metaphor a little harder here. Jesus himself is our gardener who continuously nourishes our spirit. If we remain faithful to him, our life will prosper and bear much fruit. And if we remain loyal in our belief, the hard work we did will result into more than we ever expected. Jesus wants us to know that we are branches that cannot stand alone. Just as the branches must be connected to the vine before they can produce fruit, you and I must stay connected to Jesus to produce the good fruit that God expects of us. If we keep our lives connected, we will grow. Our life will produce meaningful fruit. The verb abide, like the phrase bear fruit, appears 8 times in 4 verses. And we bear fruit not by squeezing it out of ourselves, but because we're extensions of the vine. It's just up to us to choose the abiding place. So the main thrust today is that we stay connected first and foremost with Jesus in prayer, in praise, and in service with each other. As a congregation gets closer and gets to know each other better, we start to grow. Why? People can be annoying. I look at my poor wife. She's had unlimited opportunities to grow. I reckon we must be pretty fruity. So the closer we get, the more opportunities we have to grow and grow in Christ. He produces the fruit, but we provide the options. We're meant to interact with each other with the love of Christ as our goal, so we become fruitier and therefore more like people that Jesus wants to live with. Can you be a Christian outside the church? I think it's a bit like clapping with one hand. So not easily, and Jesus didn't recommend it. Don't separate from the source or you risk your battery going down and very little growth. Keep encouraging each other in faith and love, and we'll get fruity together. Amen.